وزارة الداخلية التونسية.
I give the floor to the ministry, to the Ministry of the Interior. The Ministry of Interior passed a law which cancels the central unity for detention at the Ministry of Interior in order to put an end and forego all sorts of secret detention and all types of torture and mistreatment, and in order to further consolidate oversights on places where freedom and liberty is denied, and in order to reinforce follow-up and monitoring in order to enable people prevented of their liberties, to enable them of their liberties, we have given the chance for international organizations and civil society to conduct visits for all centers of detention, and also in order to ensure external oversight, and in order to ensure the existence of necessary procedures to prevent mistreatment and torture. The Red Cross Regional Committee in Tunisia and the High Commissioner's Office and also the Fundamental Freedoms Committee, whenever they are notified and without a prior permission, they can go and visit the detention centers and meet those who are detained and talk to them. They benefit in this regard from the legal regulations governing the detentions. Since 2011 up until 2017, we have registered over 70 visits. Also, the efforts of the ministry in the wake of the revolution were doubled in order to ensure the rights of those who are detained and ensure their rights. And they have issued number of observations for the security and sent number of letters to them, all related to number of issues, relevant issues. These include to double efforts in order to improve the environment of humanitarian detention and to follow the relevant legal procedures if there is a suspect detention, including the relevant law which were passed in 2016, which are about the implementation of the Penal Code and which stipulates the need of the enjoyment by suspects of the attorneys in cooperation with the general prosecution, and the need also to complete and accurately draft minutes.
تنفيذ مشروع.
The Ministry of Interior is implementing a project regarding the improvement of the treatment of prisoners during detention in cooperation with the ICRC of Tunisia. Hence, there are 16 elements that are being followed in order to train in the proper treatment of prisoners on the basis of human rights, as well as the improvement of infrastructure of detention and a unified form of interrogation, as well as many directions and printing of all the elements that must be followed regarding the good treatment and prevention of torture in order to guide the vocational behavior and the respect for law inside penitentiary centers. There are also security schools that train the internal security apparatus on the basis of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The training hours have been redoubled in order to provide information on combating torture and the rule of law. There is a guide that has been prepared on the rules or model laws of the treatment of prisoners.